December 6, 2013 was a day my life had changed forever. It was a typical Friday morning, a normal, cold, snowy December day. I woke up at 6 a.m. to begin my full day of school and work. It was Friday, so it seemed like the day was going to linger on for hours. At 2:15, the bell rang to go home, and I was excited to take a quick nap before work. That hour nap felt amazing, and I was now ready for work. A Friday night at Monticello seems like the equivalence to hell sometimes. Then, as I was standing there helping a customer, I received the worst phone call of my life. I answered a call from a close friend. I had received the news that my dear friend Brandon Wadsworth has passed. He attended a party the night before and had overdosed. Brandon had been my brother's best friend since elementary school. Also, there was a rumor that my brother had been with him that night, and I panicked thinking my brother was hurt as well. Shortly after, my brother called me to tell me he was safe and okay. It turns out that my brother was not with him that night that Brandon had passed, but destroyed my brother, our friends, family, and myself. When I got the news he passed, my body became numb and useless. My heart sunk in my stomach, and I dropped to my knees to pray that this was all an unwanted nightmare. My mind became lost, and I couldn't process the information everyone was telling me. I rushed out of work to see my brother. I will never forget seeing my brother that night, and I've never felt so close with someone until that night. Brandon was like an older brother to me and always took care of me just as all my older brothers would have. Now what to do, I thought to myself. Being strong for my brother was the only option, but letting go of someone you love is the most difficult challenge a person can go through. It was now time for Brandon's prayer service. All of our close friends met up before the funeral so we could go together. As 6 p.m. creeped up, it was time to attend the ceremony. Seeing Brandon's parents and siblings was the hardest thing to witness. My heart began to hurt. As we sat down for the ceremony to start, I just felt a rush of coldness in the air. It felt as if he was here with us. His addiction grew bigger than himself. Watching a loved one battle an addiction is heartbreaking and life-changing at the same time. Brandon always wanted to get better, but addiction had taken over his life already. Sadly, he was no longer in control of his own life. The evil addiction is a scary demon to encounter. Addiction took my friend, a brother. Now we're here a year later, still suffering a loved one's passing, and I'm still wondering myself, now what do I do? We know Brandon would not want us to cry or be upset over his passing. He would want us to keep going and be successful. I believe he is still giving us all the strength we have to be successful and live the life we wanted to. I pray every day that he is living the life he wanted to in heaven. Brandon was a kind, caring, and genuine person who deserved a second chance. His warm spirit comforts me in the darkest of days and guides me to the light. December 6th will forever be one of the darkest days of my life, but gives me the drive to be successful and show Brandon that I can do it.